Welcome to the Delta Center here in Salt Lake City, Utah for the 1993 NBA All-Star Game. I'm Isaac Wolf, and today we have what is bound to be an exciting matchup between the East and the West. The West comes in with a little more experience, while the East comes in with some of the hottest names in the game. Let's take a look at the starters for each team. For the East, coached by Pat Riley of the New York Knicks, he's got them at 34-16, sitting at second in the East. This is his ninth head coaching appearance in the All-Star Game. He's got Isaiah Thomas out there with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, the duo from the Chicago Bulls. Larry Johnson in his first All-Star Game appearance representing the Charlotte Hornets. And this year's rookie sensation from the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal, also starting in this All-Star Game, his first All-Star appearance. On the West side, Paul Westphal is the coach. He's the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. 38-10 is their record. It's the best in the league, and this is his first All-Star Game head coaching appearance. He's got the hometown heroes, John Stockton and Karl Malone out there, with Clyde Drexler of the Portland Trail Blazers, Charles Barkley of the Phoenix Suns, and David Robinson of the San Antonio Spurs. As we get set to tip off here, and the West wins the tip. Drexler on the wing, dumps it down low, and that is dribbled out of bounds by Barkley as Jordan forced a turnover early, and the East will have the ball. Thomas bringing it up for the East in his 12th All-Star Game appearance. Working on the right wing, dumps it down low to O'Neal, and O'Neal is fouled right away on the post-hook attempt. Shaquille O'Neal, the rookie sensation out of LSU, representing the Orlando Magic in this year's All-Star Game, spent 3 years at LSU, averaging 21 points per game, 13.5 rebounds per game, and 4.6 blocks per game. He was a two-time All-American, AP Player of the Year as a sophomore. First one's good. Typically struggles at the foul line. Shot 50% from the line in college and just 59% so far this season. But knocks down both there. So the East out to an early 2-0 lead. As Stockton has the ball on the left wing, guarded by Thomas. To Drexler at the free throw line, dumps it off to Robinson. And Robinson is fouled by O'Neal. That's the matchup to watch tonight. O'Neal and the Bigs. On the west side, as O'Neal in his rookie season going up against two of the best, if not the two best centers in the league right now, and David Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon is set to come off the bench for the West as well, as Robinson knocks down the first. 73% free throw shooter, David Robinson. Former number one overall pick himself. Long on the second free throw. 2-1 early score here, as Thomas, with Stockton guarding him, drives left. Nothing. Looking for the post up. Doesn't have it. Now it's back out to Jordan. Jordan up top against Drexler. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson working one-on-one on the wing. Dishes it to Thomas, and that's going to be a shot clock violation here. Good defense by the West to shut out the East on that possession. Score remains 2-1. Stockton brings it up. Hands off to Drexler. Drexler receives the screen from Robinson, heads downhill, swings it to Stockton, right wing three is good. John Stockton from downtown. And it's 4-2, West, just over a minute in to this 1993 NBA All-Star Game. Johnson one-on-one, no good on the fadeaway from the right wing. Barkley corrals it, gets it to Stockton. Robinson, elbow jumper, that's good. David Robinson, three early points here, and it's 6-2. Thomas up top over to Pippen. Now over to Jordan on the left wing. Jab, left pull-up, got it. Michael Jordan, this year's leading scorer, the reigning back-to-back MVP and finals MVP. As Malone gets it to go from the low post. Some early scoring here from both sides. And it's 6-4 with the West in front. 8-4. Thomas lobbed down low. Was looking to get it to Pippen, but he couldn't handle it. Off the rim, and now Stockton goes the other way with it. At the left elbow, now to Drexler. Drexler up top, has it stripped by Jordan. Jordan kicks ahead to Thomas, and that will roll out of bounds as we will have our first timeout here in this 1993 NBA All-Star game from the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. Don't go anywhere.